Hello, welcome. In this video, we're going to discuss sunk costs. A sunk cost is a cost that has already been incurred and thus cannot be recovered. A sunk cost differs from future costs that a business may face, such as decisions about inventory purchase costs or product pricing. Sunk costs or past costs are excluded from future business decisions because the cost will be the same regardless of the outcome of a decision. So if we already bought the raw materials, right, and we are wanting to build our inventory out, well, the raw materials that we already purchased for our inventory are going to be a sunk cost because we've already purchased, right, the raw materials for this inventory. The inventory now, or the raw materials, are in process, right? So they're known as working capital, right? They're getting built out for our inventory to sell. So we've already bought these raw materials, right? We're not going to put these raw materials back on the market to resell. So as we buy these raw materials, those are sunk costs. Those are gone. We're not going to recover those costs, right? So until we sell our inventory. But in the meantime, our raw materials are going to be bought. So that's kind of seen as a sunk cost, right, in the near term, right, until we sell our inventory, okay? So when making business decisions, organizations consider relevant costs, which include the future costs and revenue of one choice compared with another, right? So businesses are going to make decisions based on future outcomes or forecasted future outcomes, and they're going to make decisions for their entity or their business based upon what is going to be most profitable for them and their shareholders. Now, to make an informed decision, a business only considers the cost and revenue that will change as a result of the decision, right? So in order to make an informed decision, right, a business only considers the cost and revenue that will be changed as a result of the decision, right? So if we want to expand our operation, obviously it's going to be more cost burden in that, right? It's going to cost more money to expand our operation, but what will be the yield of expanding that operation, right? Will we become more profitable? Will we grow our revenue? What will be the result, right? So sunk costs do not change are not considered in this decision-making process, right? Because it's a sunk cost. We're not going to recover those costs, right? A manufacturing firm may have a number of sunk costs, such as the cost of machinery, equipment, and the lease cost of a factory, right? So if we're paying down a lease, we are not receiving any more benefit but what we've already paid for, and all of our previous rent payments on the lease of that plant has already sunk. It's gone. We're not going to recover those, right? We can't get those back directly tied into the lease because we're not going to be able to sell the factory. We're leasing it, right? So therefore, anything that we've paid out into the lease, we can't recover because we can't sell the factory, right? So sunk costs are excluded from a sell or process further decision. This concept applies to products that can be sold as they are or can be processed further. So let's assume, for example, the XYZ clothing company makes baseball gloves, and the company makes a basic model of glove that costs $50 per unit and sells the glove for $70. The manufacturer can sell the basic model and earn a $20 profit, or it can continue production by adding $15 in costs and selling a premium model glove for $90. To make this decision, the firm compares the $15 in additional cost with the $20 of added revenue and decides to make the premium glove and earn the $5 more in profit. The cost of the factory lease and the machinery are both examples of sunk costs, right? And they're not a part of the decision-making process. The machinery is already paid for. We've bought that through capital expenditure, right? That is journaled as a capital expenditure. We're not going to receive the money back, right? But now we want to upgrade, right, our glove-making process, and we want to make a more premium glove. Well, because we've already paid for the machinery, right, and that's already gone. That cost is out of here. When we started our business, that was one of the first things that we bought, capital expenditure, right? That's already done, right? But the materials that we buy, that we put into the glove, right, that can be recovered as we sell the glove, right? So the decision to make the premium glove versus the basic glove, right, the cost of the machinery and the cost of the lease of the plant are not going to be factored into that decision process because those are sunk costs, unrecoverable costs, right? So those aren't even thought about anymore, right? Because we've already paid up front for those. It's already gone. Now we can just work. We can focus on developing our operation, increasing our profit margin like this. So those sunk costs are not going to be factored in to future decision-making process about profitability of the company. So let's look at another example, right? If a sunk cost can be eliminated, the cost becomes a relevant factor and should be a part of business decisions about future events. If, for example, XYZ Clothing is considering shutting down a production facility, any of the sunk costs that have ending dates should be included in the decision. To make this decision, XYZ Clothing considers the revenue that would be lost if production ends and the material costs and labor costs are eliminated. If, however, the factory lease ends in 6 months, the lease cost is no longer a sunk cost and should be included as an expense that can be eliminated if the total costs are more than revenue. So in this example, XYZ Clothing is considering shutting down production, right? They're falling short of their revenue profit goals, right? And it doesn't make sense for them to continue manufacturing clothes because maybe they're not profitable or they're breaking even and they can there's a better opportunity cost in the market for their capital. So they shut down the operation, and now because they've already paid out, let's say, 6 months ahead of the lease, right? Now they don't have to incur that cost anymore, right? And they won't be renting the facility in the future, right? So they can go ahead and eliminate that cost, and therefore they won't have to worry about as they liquidate or sell off their assets to receive as much capital as possible after the decision to shut down production. Now they don't have to pay for that lease anymore. So now that sunk cost is eliminated, and it can be factored into the decision-making process because now we won't have to, as we sell off our assets or whatever we do with this company, now we won't have to project forward any further costs for a lease for the facility.